Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
My name is Caleb. I am playing,
Sorry,
my mic cut out, like, right before that, and all of a sudden it, like, powered on, and it was like, Caleb. It's like, oh, fuck.
In no particular order is Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Atata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian, level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, and I am a Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter Orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tahuman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Chris Blake.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
We all kind of feel like Nafri's setting us up for failure, so we basically have made him our second prisoner now.
Let's go.
I think the soldiers that expect, like, that you had with the original, the actual mayor, have all fucked off, so no one's really going to be focused on whether or not you are the mayor's administrator or not.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Let's go.
9 guards in purple appear coming down South Main Street towards you, and all of them have, like, a brown cloak over their... They're mostly kind of purple attire.
They all have brown cloaks?
Back to the chain!
Well, yeah. And they're going to come back and I'll be there. Yeah.
Yes. Now, these guys did come from the direction of Hugill Castle.
All right, let's go. Let's continue the march to Hugill.
Is this the new quartermaster, Manafri?
No, leave me alone. Nobody said I was the new quartermaster. I just have his sword.
Hey, Rook.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should be the new quartermaster. I'm That's down true. For that plot twist.
Yeah,
new quartermaster.
Promotion.
Man on the inside. Let's continue to the castle.
Yeah, onward.
We have paperwork to finish. Somebody escort me to my office. I do not want to go alone with miscreants.
Yes, sir!
You hear a knock on the door.
It's Flonson!
I think Nafri should answer the door.
Yeah, I was like, do we say anything or do we hide in this alcove?
And Beleg, as Nafri looks on and is still gesticulating, but it's not his turn.
Can I do an intimidation on this Flaunton dude?
Sure.
Nafri winces when he sees his nice hardwood floor get hurt.
Yeah.
Calm down, gentlemen. We're just trying to do paperwork. The guards barged in. They started attacking. You guys fought back. That's not...
Okay, the uninjured guy, I say, your priority is to heal up or patch up these 2 guards here. Go there at once, and then report back to me.
Come, Captain Flaunton, come now.
And just as they leave, Captain Flaunton is the last to leave, and he shoots you that look again.
Me?
All of you.
Rook needs to stay here to sign the documents.
Yep. Okay. Love it.
So it's just us in the room. I close the door on the way out.
And the door slams shut.
Okay, back to this chest.
Turn this shit over.
It's a mimic.
What?
Yeah, fuck you.
As you guys turn around, this chest has completely transformed.
No way.
It is a snarling tentacled, unspeakable creature, the likes of which you guys have only seen in your nightmares. But guys,
no.
I'm going to have you all make almost like a psychological constitution check. The horror of what you see as you all turn around that has, you know, crept out from this alcove is making you guys mad.
You had to bust out the psychic damage.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, constitution check, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Inspiration again. God, I'm burning through these.
Yeah. I mean,
too many.
Inspiration as well.
Okay.
Bellix, first roll was a 2 plus 2. This one's an 11 plus 2, so a 13.
12 plus 2 is 14.
Okay.
I'm a 18 plus plus 2, so 20.
Oh, right, that's fitting. Steven Bellick, you are below the threshold, I'll tell you right now.
I got a 16.
And yes, Kaito is above the threshold. But so, yeah, I think that your half-orc and your constitution saving throw their construct have allowed both you to really have a moment to decide what to do, but my friends, the half-elf and the human, you guys are going to be momentarily paralyzed.
Well, that's just because I think Nafri is a little bitch and I'm acting the character.
Yeah. WWND.
Exactly.
That'll be the title. What would Nafri do?
You just want more inspiration.
No.
I got
my one.
So you two up front, can I have you both roll perception real quick?
Okay.
Rook and Kaitoa.
Yeah.
Ooh, nat 20, baby.
Okay.
Perception. Oh, shit.
Ooh. Perception, so that's a 21.
18.
Yeah, okay. So as you guys look upon the tentacled horror, both of you also immediately understand moments ago this was the chest. Oh, you literally caught this thing morphing into this tentacled horror. So there is no doubt in your mind whether you know it to be a mimic, whether that's the cultural name that we'd call it in Beharu, you know what this is.
Let's Hodor this bookshelf.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Hodor! And let's slam this thing closed and lock it in there.
That's kind of how I'm picturing it got there. Just Nafri, real life Nafri seeing a mimic and just being like, ah!
What the fuck is that thing?
Okay, so yeah, there are like probably about a dozen gray, slimy tentacles jutting out from around this thing, guys.
I'm just going to go right for pushing that bookshelf closed.
Okay, and Rook and Kaitoa, as they are acting there, Steve and Beleg, your paralysis has worn off. You now take stock of the 12 glistening gray, almost, you know, arm-thick tentacles
coming
out from behind this thing. And you see Kaitoa and Rook running up to the bookcase.
Can I roll acrobatics to try and catch up to them and help?
Oh, yeah.
Good fucking Lord, I can't roll tonight.
Can I also yell, cut off the tentacles as I'm, like, slamming the door shut? I see tentacles wave, you know, and I'm just like, we'll push. You guys cut those fucking tentacles off.
I rolled a 4 plus 5 for a 9.
All right, I'd say, I mean, this is just dashing up. You're kind of springing around now. Do you not have some nimble wizard hat now?
Yep.
Yeah, it gives me plus 1 on dex checks.
Is acrobatics not dex?
It is dex.
Have you added your plus 1?
That gives me a 10. Yay!
All of a sudden, Beleg, some move that you were fumbling through, your hat seems to all of a sudden give you a little luck. And I don't know what it was, but it was pretty neat.
I like to picture me tripping and having the hat, like, grab on and then right my head. Like, kind of lift me back up.
Yeah, it seems like some strands of your hair almost are yanked up by the hat. And you know what? You're right up there with Rook and Kaitoa near the bookcase.
Sweet. Help pushing that back.
Oh, shit. As you three then are close to the bookcase, you are all going to feel slimy tentacles. Two of you take 3 damage, and the two of you that took it are Kaitoa and Rook. These tentacles are awfully strong. And can you all three, so Beleg, you were not tentacled, can you all three roll strength?
Yeah.
And I will have you try to get over 45.
I'm
Steve,
not helping.
What are you doing?
Wishing I took that fucking hat. Holy shit, that's an amazing hat. that's
the Nimble Wizard, nuts. Didn't you like just barely remember to buy that thing?
Me? Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. So everything that has to do with dexterity gets a +1?
I think it says +1 on all dexterity skill checks.
That's phenomenal.
I mean, this is a silly foppish looking hat. It is felt. It is extremely large and droopy. But that seems to be maybe its sort of attribute. You know, as it yanked Beleg up out of its stumble, you can see it kind of float along.
Hey, man, I wore like a garbage bag for like, I don't know how many fucking episodes. I'll wear a goddamn fluffy hat if I can get a +1 on all dex checks. That's awesome.
You guys are though now, Steve, you're seeing these three pushing against this bookcase, taking hits from gray tentacles.
Rob, I rolled a 18 plus my strength, a 3, so 21.
You're 21 out of 45.
I got a 16.
37. Beleg.
Come on, Beleg.
37?
Yeah.
Oh, I rolled an 8 plus 0. It's 45!
No. Unreal, that's the second time on the nose. So this thing now, you have severed one of the tentacles, guys, and you've pushed this thing, you know, about like halfway shut. More tentacles come flying out, Steve, as you look on, and oh, 6 tentacles come out. All three of you get hit for 3 damage.
All right.
These things whip around, and on one side, guys, you have closed a bit, and those tentacles are bursting with liquid, and it's quite awful. But on the other side, they seem to be pushing out. Uh-oh, the bookcase is starting to twist a bit.
I guess I put my weight into the bookcase.
At that very moment, you hear a snarling and a growling. All along, unnoticed, Crisplick, who's stuck close to Kaitoa, starts pushing as well.
Yeah, Crisplick!
And there's a small balance made. Crisplick here is ferocious at your feet, Kaitoa. And seems to have all along stuck very close to you guys. Sorry, Steve, what did you say?
I sit on the desk and watch the whole situation.
All right, you hop up on the desk. Stolas has information for you, Steve.
Sweet.
There's not good news, I guess. From a certain perspective, Stolas sees the evidence of not a great last harvest last fall.
Yeah, I was just checking, especially the, I noticed like the orchards. I wanted to see if the trees had been tampered with at all.
Are things out of the ordinary? They don't seem to be. There are a lot of shut up farms. There seem to be a ton of fields just laid to waste, though, maybe. There have been some fields burned. It is cold and gray. And some of them have been flooded, too. So all in all, it seems like nature is not being kind to the farming economy in the outskirts of Polb. Well, you make of it what you will.
Yeah.
Well, I was... situation, though. Doesn't look nice out there.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love how Stevie's on the desk, like, scratching his chin, like, tentacles everywhere. Yeah. Okay, guys.
He's
can
checking
I have
his social
button?
Media.
Just fucking, oh, sweet. 3 likes. All right.
back to the bookcase struggle. You guys now have a couple options. You can do the same strategy, 3 strength checks. It's 45 again, and I bet you could probably close this. You guys noticed you did snap off a couple tentacles. On the other hand, there's still like 11 tentacles that are licking at your backs and shoulders and legs.
Robin, what type of damage was the tentacle?
These things are bludgeoning you with these huge sucker-like cups on the tentacles.
Okay, well, I'm gonna rage if I'm being hit. Yeah, okay.
Advantage on the strength check.
Yeah. I'm reckless attack, because we're in combat, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a loose initiative. Yeah, I'm kind of throwing it back and forth between the party and the horror.
Yeah, I totally get. So can I, though, rage and half that damage? But yeah, I don't want a reckless attack or anything. I'm just raging out just for the defensive aspect.
Yeah, when you're enraged, you get advantage on strength anyways.
Yeah.
All right, well, I just keep pushing that until someone says otherwise.
Yeah, I'll do another strength check.
Heck yeah.
Okay, you 3 take the cue from Kaitoa and roll it up. Beat that 45.
Do better this time, Kaitoa. I rolled a 7.
Yeah, 22.
Oh, shit. 29. You need 16.
For me, be 19.
Yeah.
That.
Sweet. Okay, so you guys push, and this whole bookcase all at once closes one side completely, and that's 4 tentacles come popping off and are writhing on the floor like about like 2-3 foot lengths, you know, as thick as a man's arm, gray and spurting black liquid everywhere. And they actually seem to have a bit of a life of their own. They all go off in 5 directions. The other...
Steve, dagger them.
Ooh, the other ones are going to come around 4 tentacles and are going to hit... 6 damage to Kaitoa is half, is 3.
Yep,
6 to Beleg.
Oy.
Yeah, and 6 to Rook. They're all dealing their full Jesus. Damage. So, it's quite a mess, as half this bookcase has severed, you know, a whole whack of arms, and the other half still has these things. Oh no, Beleg, one of them's wrapped around your ankle.
I hit it with my fist.
Okay, as Beleg is actually now slowly being grappled by one of them, and he's bashing away at it. These other ones have sort of taken off into the room.
Can I put my foot against the door and pull out that Cossack hammer and chop the one that's going after Beleg?
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Cossack hammer?
Do like one attack against AC.
15. Sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're using your Cossack hammer?
Yeah.
Deal damage.
9 plus 3 plus 1... So I've got 13 plus 2 for raging, so 15 damage.
Quite the sheet. As you tally it up, as this thing sizzles away, as your caustic hammer dispatches it, Kaitoa, there's just a little bit of gray ash where it was left. It's gone, but there's still 4 more of these things creep around the room.
Are any of them coming out of the bookshelf within, like, 5 feet?
Oh, the ones, the severed arms have now, like, crept into the shadows. Let's just see. Oh, yeah, they rolled a good old stealth there. But you guys are struggling against, what would that be, 7 appendages left.
Can I swing at the next appendage?
If you swing, you will notice immediately that this bookcase is starting to push open against you, Kaitoa. The moment that you get away to get purchase on the handle of your axe,
sure does.
All 3 of you, Beleg and Rook 2, you feel the whole bookcase start to topple over if you're not careful.
Should we just fight this thing?
Yeah.
You're fighting it already, just with the bookcase in between you.
Yeah.
I'll keep my weight on it, and I'm gonna swing at the next tentacle. At least we can, like, limit its movement by having this bookcase closed.
Okay.
Or like partially open.
So Rook and Beleg, just immediately as Kaitoa has released some of his pressure, you know, to swipe this one and then try and swipe another, you felt the weight of the bookcase transfer to you two. And it's like, whoa, whatever's behind this is hugely strong against you three, in addition to, of course, horrifying. Between you four, and no, I'm not going to put initiative into this at the moment. I mean, I love how your person with the best initiative and aim is just sitting up on the desk, daydreaming.
I yell to Steve, get those tentacles that got cut off.
Yeah, can I?
Do you want me to throw daggers at them, or what are we
doing? I don't care. Like, track them down, kill them. Like, they're fucking crawling around. They're alive still.
Can I throw daggers at them?
Yes. Please do.
He is all right.
Honey, I'm home. What's this? Expedited parcel. I think I know what this is. Oh, it's arrived. Pins from Paintings Wow Art for our giveaway event. Fantasy Gaming Enamel Pins. The Armory Series. Yes, friends and adventurers, it's time to announce how to enter our current giveaway running September 4th, 2019, all the way until the end of September. September 30th, 9 p.m. PST. I'm very excited here. I cannot contain my excitement. Yes, well, again, welcome friends and adventurers to the break. DM Robulon here. I'd like to talk to you about Paintings Wow Art. He's a manufacturer of these amazing pins, and I'm seeing them for the first time live. Here I go. I'm opening them. I've picked first Potion Pusher, a beautiful pin showing a red and green liquid in two glass spherical bottles. The next one I've pulled from the package is Savage Beauty, a beautiful pin showing, what is this? A wand crossed with a crooked branch and a pink D20 in a field of leaves and green explosions and a purple paw, and the words Savage Beauty are emblazoned on a purple background. Power of the Gods is the next one that I've pulled. Wow, I love this one. It seems to have a warhammer crossed with some sort of a mace or cudgel. This is on a red D20 with a green banner. Banner, I should say. Green banner. And the background here is dark green. Beautiful pin. Gosh, I love that one. Just Another Mana Monday. Yes. Oh, hit me with the puns. This one has three spherical blue potion bottles. This is a wonderful pin. Oh, I know who would want that in my adventuring party. Cavalier Living. Oh, this is wonderful. This is a long sword, maybe a broadsword crossed with some sort of maybe a small sword? Or a fencing or a dueling sword. This is a beautiful pin. Love this pin. My word, this is breathtaking design here. Friends and adventurers, you can win one of these pins by entering our giveaway event. To enter the Blackguards pin giveaway event, like our pinned tweet at DNDBlaggards on Twitter. Like that tweet. Retweet that tweet. And for 10 bonus entries, leave us a review on the show
on our D&D Actual Play podcast. Leave it on Apple, iTunes, any platform where you can leave a review and screen cap that thing. Make sure your review is heard and seen by DM Robulon by replying to the tweet with your review. Again, the contest will run September 4th, 2019, all the way through till September 30th, 2019, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be giving away all of the pins that I have described here, and we cannot thank enough Paintings WoW Art for providing these generous and beautiful pieces of artwork, truly artwork. Again, check out our pinned tweet on Twitter at DNDBlaggards for all the details. Please also check out Fantasy Enamel Pins. Amazing, amazing product. You will be certainly pleased and thrilled to have in your treasure trove. A final and sincere thank you from all the Blackguards and DM Robulon. Paintings WoW Art, Flaming Flamingos, The Armory, Fantasy Enamel Pins, whoever you are, a hero you truly will be in our hearts forever. So, friends and adventurers, without any further ado, we will now return to Season 2, Episode 16 of Dungeons and Blackguards.
Can I throw daggers at them?
Yes, please do.
He is all right.
I throw daggers at them. Have they acted yet in combat?
We'll say that the four who are in the shadows, Steve. Okay. Just what's your passive perception? 14 or 15?
It is now 15.
Now your Gloomstalker. That sounds interesting, but what does it do mechanically? Does that help you identify things in the shadows or things that are out of sight?
Well, if they're in the dark, I can see them because I've got dark vision.
You've got dark vision already. Okay, great. So your four targets are disgustingly inchworming around, all in your view. But yeah, you can throw as many daggers as you want, man. It's a shooting gallery for gross appendages.
Four? All right.
Three.
I throw four daggers at them, so one of them's going to get two daggers.
Three or four, I forget. Okay, just roll a 1d20.
For all four?
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys are easy to hit, dude. To hit is like six.
It's like Steve's throwing bottles at rats. Like,
or you could mix it up, hey, or you can roll 4d20. Yeah, up to you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, well, fuck it, I'll just... If they haven't acted, I get to roll and vanish. And if I just roll once, I'll roll... So it's a 16 plus 8. Oh, sorry. Is it plus 8? Yeah, it is plus 8. So it's 24.
That hits.
That hits for 19 damage.
So all four of them take daggers, and you seem to have sort of split them all in two.
Sweet. Or not sweet.
Are they still riding around?
Are we doing like a fucking magic broom situation?
They're
created more bad guys?
Bludgeoning or magic, no slicing or slashing.
All my shit's piercing. That's the problem.
Okay.
Whoever shouted to Steve would have seen these four daggers. As always, great aim. But yeah, you, Steve, and whoever else is looking...
They won't be cutting, though. They'll be, like, stabbing it. So,
like pinning
my
them
idea
to
is, like, exactly, like, pinning them. So, like, zap, zap, zap.
Great. And as
unless
you pin
they can
them,
divide. Yeah.
And as you pin them, they separate in twain. You can totally see them do that same disgusting inchworm thing, and they kind of pinch off, and off they go into the shadows. Smaller, but nonetheless gray and horrifying.
If I have dark vision, can I see them too?
As you look again, Beleg, you totally see them slink into the shadows, but it is well past tentacle time. Yowza! 7 tentacles come past. They're going to... Hey! They're going to hit you all 4.
Damn.
6 damage. And halved for Kaitoa. I need you all to make a strength check immediately. This huge bookcase that's about, say, I mean, you would need, if you were like a gnome or a halfling or a goblin, you would need a large ladder to get to the top of this. It's like an 11-foot tall bookcase. Very huge. It's starting to topple over, guys. Everybody is stretch checked.
I'll take it. A 24.
Wow. My DC is 50, so Kaito is halfway there. Beleg and Rook,
come on, boys. And what about Krizblik?
And Krizblik, oh yeah, Krizblik.
Down at the bottom.
You know what? Krizblik has taken a tentacle in her mouth and is clearly aiding you guys. So whoever on this roll does badly has advantage.
Oh, I rolled a 9. So
I've got a 18 plus 3, so I'm 21.
Yeah, whoa. Boy. So all you need to do... Oh, Beleg. Wait, so 21... Oh, no, 45. You're right. You beat it the first time, Beleg.
Yeah.
You didn't need Krizblik's help.
Well, I rolled an 18.
Krizblik has taken off that tentacle that had wrapped itself around your ankle, Beleg.
Thank you, Krizblik.
Steve, as you look on, you hear a sort of disgusting, squeaky... inching noise now all around you, and the party still struggling against the bookcase and the tentacled horror.
I yell at Steve, we gotta get this closed. These things are multiplying. Help us push this closed.
I love the visuals of like two humongous guys trying to push this thing, and like Steve like, all right, I'll help.
And throws daggers and makes the situation worse.
Okay, you need me to help push on it.
Like Steve. Right.
If Steve comes and pushes, could Beleg make a like an athletics check to like swap spots with him and throw an Eldritch Blast at the multiplied? I want to see if I can like smite them into death instead of multiplying them.
Can Steve use an athletics check to do a flying double-footed jump kick against the bookcase?
Oh, nice. Okay, well, yeah. So that is how Steve could definitely enter and theoretically swap in or out.
Well, I'd still like to Eldritch Blast a couple of them.
All right, so if you guys swap in, then roll acrobatics, Steve, and you can compensate in for Beleg.
And I imagine the door is not moving because I'm back to pushing and they're swapping spots if they succeed.
Just a couple little guys.
That's a 12.
Oh. I think this bookcase is going to come crashing down.
Inspiration.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Unless Steve can somehow.
That is a 16.
Yes. Unless Steve can somehow somersault in. You said you were just like drop kicking this thing back towards whatever's behind it?
Yeah, it was like a running, jump, double foot, like bam.
And Steve's whole weight, Beleg, gives you that moment where you can now break away from pushing against the bookcase. Yeah, Steve. How much does Steve, like how tall and how much does Steve weigh?
I have him at 5'8 and 145 pounds.
Oh, so, well, yeah, so he would have really have to throw himself at this, but what a move.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, visualizing, like, huge fucking robot, giant burly ass, like, making Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a fucking wuss,
committing.
Like, half-orc. And then me with my, like, little 5'8", 145, jumping in.
I can just see it, though. Steve springs back down, takes Beleg's position in between the two hulking masses here, being assaulted by, boy, it's been 10 seconds. Yep. They're going to have two of you for breakfast for another 6 damage, half for Kaitoa. Steve, these tentacles haven't sort of found you yet.
Yeah. I'm very good at that.
And Beleg, you're now away from the tentacle's reach and the bookcase just by a couple of feet as you shoot off these eldritch blasts at these squirming little gray slug horrors.
Awesome. Do I need to make a check or anything?
Can you see these little six fuckers slinking and inching and squeaking around? Have you got some sort of passive perception over, say, 8?
Yeah, I've got passive perception of 12.
Okay.
And dark vision. Yeah,
and dark vision. Perfect. So you can see them. These badass little gray fuckers still make a bit of noise. And to your eyes, oh man, they seem to be kind of forming up on the party from all angles.
I can do 2 Eldritch Blast beams now.
Oh, nice. So just roll against AC, which is shockingly low.
That's an 11 plus 6, so 17.
All right, and 2 of these little guys are going to roll damage?
D10, okay. That's 4, so... Okay, the second roll's a 5. It worked better.
So you notice that both of these things seem to, not in any way separate, and you seem to have injured them. They kind of squeak and make a whimper off in the corner of your purview.
How many tentacles are left?
7. 7 are left. The fearsome creature that you have, like these arms that haven't been damaged in any ways, they are just coming at you guys over and around this giant bookcase. And boy, guys, better decide, because it's time for another strength check, too, as the bookcase lurches towards you. Strength check, everybody. So, Steve, you are now in on this strength check.
Oh, no.
I got 16.
Oh, Kaitoa, you are losing a bit of steam. Where are those 24s and 25s?
Oh, no.
Steve got 21.
Steve.
Nice.
I got 20.
Oh, no problem, guys. The bookshelf remains exactly where it was. No better, no worse. Steve has successfully subbed in, and you three are holding while Beleg, 4 of these little creepy dudes are coming right for you. They are now darting across the floor, and their inching motion that was originally slow is now 10 times faster. They're coming right for your ankles.
Beleg summons his hex blade, his glaive, because he just looked up the fact that for the purpose of overcoming resistance and immunity to non-magical attacks and damage, the weapon counts as magical.
Oh, so you believe that perhaps by summoning a semi-magical weapon, you may do more than simply divide these guys again?
Yeah, because it's supposed to overcome all non-magical resistances.
Let's find out.
Does that mean that I can make opportunity attacks on these fuckers?
Yeah, so you can use your polearm mastery and simply go...
Yeah. That is a 14.
And what do you think happens to these little gray fuckers? Roll damage?
3. I think they die.
As your pole arm slices into these guys, like little Ginsu blades into spring rolls, instead of pinching off, there's sort of a glowing blue outline where your blade has severed them in two. And yet, instead of pinching off and multiplying, these 4 are now chop suey.
Yes.
Afterwards, I'm going to... Where are the remaining 3 in relation to me?
Tentacles coming around at you?
Yeah.
Sort of these remaining 7, 3 are constantly assailing you, Rook, from above and over, and the other 4 are coming round the side. Remember, this bookshelf has pretty much been closed off on one side of the alcove, and you guys are trying to close it shut like a door to push this alcove shut against the back of the bookshelf.
Okay, well, I'm going to shoot... I'm going to use my burning hands to shoot in a cone towards the 4 coming around, and... If I can get the 3 coming from above as well, then I'm going to do that. So it's a 15-foot cone, and anything within that needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Now, what do you need to do? Do you need both hands to do this, or one hand?
Yeah, I would shoot. I'd be leaning my back against there,
okay,
using my legs, and then I'd be looking kind of to the side and up, and shooting towards, the ones coming around the corner. I'd say probably two of them and two from the top.
So you are not walking away from the bookcase?
No.
Okay, good move. All right. How does that Burning Hands cone affect them in terms of damage? Do they make a saving throw against your spellcasting ability or just...
The DC would be your spellcasting.
Save. 12. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. 14 minus... Oh, they got a minus on that. 13. Well, no, so they beat your spell save DC. What does that mean?
Means they take half the damage level. So it's
3d6.
3d6.
Yeah.
It's
not bad.
And
first time using this?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Level 5. All right, roll up 3d6.
Okay. So d6.
All right, guys, as you see Rook conjure up his burning hands.
6.
Oh, shit.
Second one is 6.
Uh-huh.
Third one is a 5.
Ooh.
17?
17, so in half, that's going to be an 8.
Uh-huh, so all each tentacle is going to take that.
A 9, yeah.
Okay, and do you think any of your party need to jump out of the way, or is this... No, because you're up at the corner. Okay, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
So you're pushing against the corner, and you blast these disgusting 4 gray tentacles. They shrink back. Immediately, guys, the bookcase gives about half of the resistance that it does, and against all of you pushing Steve and Kaitoa and Rook just after you let this cone of flame go, it actually gives under your combined strength.
Well, I'm gonna jump, I guess, and push on the sign that we haven't quite solidified and kind of pushed to keep pushing that close. So I'm keeping my back up against it and pulling out my machete and pushing as hard as I can.
So, party, now the bookshelf is essentially shut against the wall where Kaitoa and Rook originally inched it away. The only thing that remains is a little stone archway of a space above, and from out of there are still 2 tentacles, bursting out, but from all sides... You guys have successfully pushed this bookshelf back in, and for the moment, as you press against it, you feel no countering push, nobody pushing back against you for the moment. But these 2 tentacles are still feeling about, almost curiously.
Balik swipes at them with his hexblade.
Okay, no. Within 10 feet, no. You take 2 of these things. Can you do a 2 attack roll?
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to use another inspiration on that.
Okay, so down...
I'm down to 0 again.
No, down to 0, yeah.
Wow, that's 2 ones in a row.
Double crit fail. It was not meant to be.
Yeah.
You missed him. So now the last 2 remaining tentacles in your view above the top of the bookcase retreat back into the alcove. And all is quiet in Nafri's oval-shaped, rather large, and now rather horrifying office.
Can I make, a nature check of, have I ever seen this? Or is this human? Or, is this normal, or just...
Is this normal?
Is it is it all a spell? Or is this actually, something that's alive?
You could roll nature, yeah. And you would think back as well to when the moment that the guards shut the door and you guys turned around and noticed this horror, and you and Rook did see it, metamorphosizing from a stationary object that you'd seen before into this. Yeah, you could roll, either nature, I would take history.
I was thinking more is this something alive, or is this something that someone's controlling from another room?
All right.
And activating.
Yeah, roll it up. Roll it up.
Yeah. So 18 minus 1, which is 17.
Ah, I think, Kaitoa, you would feel like this is like an autonomous trap. This is something that somebody has set because it's dangerous. It'll attack anybody, maybe even the person who set it there. But it's just, it's a Pandora's box of pain. Set it, forget it.
I use medicine to bandage wounds.
Who's been hurt? Rook?
Yeah.
And these wounds, as you go over to see them, Kaitoa, your wounds don't seem so bad. Like, these suction marks haven't left a sticky ooze that isn't already falling off and sort of pooling on the ground. But Beleg, especially around your ankle, and Rook, all about you, where it was able to get through your armor and such. Ugh. Yeah, these are kind of pus-filled, and already they seem to be infected or festering immediately, as a normal wound should not. Steve, can you roll that medicine?
Yeah, I rolled a one, so I basically just stuck my finger inside one of their wounds.
Yeah. So Steve prods at the worst part.
Yeah, I basically just made it worse. Sorry.
It's okay.
I did do medicine though, so that's one bonus skill.
I know, I was saying the nature one too.
Yes. Yeah, so Kaitoa, right, we covered that as you think about what is just a foot or two away from you guys, what you saw metamorphosized, you're like, yeah, this thing is death incarnate. It doesn't seem to be controlled. If we provoke it again or whatever, and everybody make a strength check as the bookcase bashes against all of you.
Am I making a strength check? Or am I?
I don't know if you stepped back towards the bookcase. I mean, you used your pole arm and you were 10 feet up, so you must be within 5 feet.
Can I use it?
Can I do athletics to, to jump towards it then?
So, Kaito, what was that? Sorry, bud.
Can I do inspiration to reroll that one?
Yes, you can. Yeah. And then Beleg, roll athletics to join them, and that'll surely help you get over this DC, which is 60.
This one, 19 for me. Strength.
Oh, dear.
My athletics roll was 18 plus 4, so 22.
You make it to the bookcase and shore up against your companions.
Hey, guys, are we going to keep doing this till it decides to take a nap, or can we just fucking kill this thing?
I'm down to kill it.
Well, I was more thinking we'd, like, kill everything in the room and then throw it over when we're all ready.
It's kicking our asses right now.
Yeah.
Everything in the room is dead.
Yeah. So I feel like as long as everyone's ready to go.
Steve backs off a fair bit.
Okay.
Steve, where you have begun to back off, your companions take note.
Yeah, I'll back off.
Just fucking kill this thing.
Yeah. The bookcase crashes down as who was the only person who rolled? So you guys all move away as Steve gives you the signal, and Kaitoa's just standing there, and the whole thing just breaks and shatters around him, and behind dust and a quiet chest.
Quiet.
The chest, now as the dust clears, is just as you'd seen it before.
What did we do to trigger it?
So, didn't I do an arcana on that fucking chest and it didn't show anything?
You did.
You didn't hit the DC.
Yeah, Beleg cleverly listened to my description.
Yeah, that was when I was muted. And I was like, I want to do one too.
You were screaming.
I
want to
do one too.
So as Kaitoa here is standing, you know, in the destruction of the bookcase and, you know, everything as the dust settles is perfectly still. Nobody's moving. Right now, everything is perfectly quiet.
Steve does an arcana check. Oh, shit, he's already done it. Damn it. Animal handling. Fuck.
Yeah, maybe the only thing in the room is all covered in white, all chalky and white in the dust right beneath the bookcase. She's okay. She maybe took actually cr-
Rishblick is crushed under the bookcase.
Like,
for 6 damage. And that's maybe the only thing in this scene right now. Steve, as you're looking on, you would notice the little snout of Crisplick under some heavy books and a bit of broken timbers as the dust settles.
Crisplick!
That, my friends, is where we'll leave you tonight.
In the chest.
Oh, that's unsettling.
What's in the chest? What's in the chest? I'm excited to look at all those documents I picked.
So, let me check the documents. Basically, there's corroborating evidence showing that this guy has been sending shit down to Galagi. Is that the...
Yeah, as I remember, you just had about, say, 10 or 15 seconds, Steve, as you wrestled a couple of these pages out of Beleg's hand to say, look what's on these, to see, it seemed like the corresponding return, or maybe the initial message sent by Raven to those same places. Polb to Galagi, Galagi to Chintadu, a generic sort of one going to Match and back.
I'm hoping that on at least some of the other documents that I grabbed, there are like names or something. Nafri's contact list, his address book.
You need a Greaves of Holding where you can just shove endless shit in there.
I know, I have a Greaves of 12 pages right now.
I love Jackass.
Dude, that double jacket, that's Steve.
Exactly, yeah. That's exactly what Steve does.
8 hours to get as much information as possible.
Blitz in.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of tentacles he's hiding in his home.
It always involves a tentacle.
That's the big thing too, is like, do we just keep trying to provoke this box to see what's in it? Or like...
I think we all just beat the fuck out of it until it's in smithereens.
I don't really want... Well, I took some pretty fucking heavy damage there because I wasn't like going half, right? So I'm at 21. So...
You can't take that kind of a beating and not find out what's inside of it, though.
I am with Tomo. I also think Beleg is with Tomo.
No, I know, but I'm not going to be the one to initiate it. I took the heaviest damage out of everybody in that room.
Man, don't worry about it. I can cast that healing spirit, and we can just walk through it for the first. Yeah. Yeah. Out of combat, if I cast Healing Spirit, we can just like do a conga line through it and basically heal ourselves up.
We know
every time we walk through, you get a D6.
That's handy. I'm down to 22 hit points after that.
We got those 8 hours. That's all we have.
You know, it's a big chest, about as wide. I don't know, what would that be? About 5.5 feet wide, 2.5 feet tall.
Jesus.
Yeah, nice ornate legs on the bottom, and it fits snugly into this alcove.
The alcoves.
Fucking love the alcoves.
Yeah, we gotta open that up.
Yeah. Alright, I gotta make lunch for tomorrow.
Guys, I'm signing off. Great episode, and see you guys next week.
Chill. Yeah, I gotta head out. Later, boys.
Later.
Peace.
Chris Black!